here's a story from The World.
For roughly $25 a pop, the drug Captagon can be bought on the streets throughout the Persian Gulf region. Captagon is a party drug containing amphetamines. Those who use it claim that with one pill, they can dance all weekend. In Syria, its popularity has been massive.
Syria is now the world's largest pusher of Captagon, and it's got to the point where even pharmaceutical plants, which used to be quite important for Syria, even they have now been converted into pill factories just to keep the supply going.
That's Nicholas Pelham, the Middle East correspondent for The Economist. He spoke with Jason Palmer, the host of The Intelligence from The Economist podcast. Jason, why and how did this drug get so big? What did Nicholas Pelham discover?
Well, it really took off after the start of Syria's civil war, which is now a little more than 10 years ago. Initially, it was used by commanders who just wanted to give their troops a stimulant. It had this nickname of chemical courage. But then there was this influx of fighters from other parts of the drug-producing world who saw an opportunity. Syria's formal economy was collapsing as this grinding war continued, as international sanctions started to really bite. These are big incentives for drug production, for illicit production of all sorts, and this fragmented war zone provided ideal cover for smuggling.
Is this happening openly in Syria? Like, are Syrian officials turning a blind eye?
Well, it depends on who you ask. The official line on this is that the government says it's not involved. Nicholas spoke to one economist who's loyal to the government, who, as you might expect, dismissed the idea as just propaganda. But as Nicholas told us, the word on the streets suggests different.
It's really not difficult to speak to smugglers themselves now in Syria. And, you know, there's just a general recognition that the formal economy has collapsed and the assets are now dependent to keep the regime functioning on an informal economy and particularly on the Captagon trade. And this is just a way in which warlords are paying their troops, and that's how kind of loyalists in the regime remain loyal. And, you know, it's got to the extent where even the president's own family are part and parcel of the trade. Some of his relatives are running operations out of the Mediterranean ports of Latakia and Tartus, which are kind of key for getting Captagon out of Syria. So, yeah, this is really what is keeping the assets afloat.
What I'm hearing there, Jason, is that Captagon is being smuggled into regions around the globe. How widespread is Captagon trafficking?
Well, it's hard to know how much there is and how far it's getting, but drug busts are a good proxy. Foreign seizures alone last year had a street value of almost $3.5 billion. And you see these enormous hauls. Last year in Italy, police seized 84 million pills. Then in May, there was an even bigger bust in Malaysia, 94 million pills. But inevitably, not every pill makes it out of Syria. And I asked Nicholas whether the country has its own Captagon problem, and he told me this.
So there was one survey in January that found that a third of Syrians in the north now knew a drug user. That's up from just 7% 2 years ago. I'm speaking to a social worker in Soweda. That's a city which is close to the border with Jordan. It was kind of traditionally a kind of fairly conservative place. It was a kind of Druze stronghold where you had tribal elders sort of really controlling habits and customs in the area. And that kind of old order is just broken down by the extent of the availability of drugs in the city as they pass through the country on their way to Jordan. And perhaps most worrying, war profiteers and warlords are now becoming narco lords and perpetuating Syria's agony. So for those left in Syria, drugs are really threatening to destroy what little remains of a society after more than a decade of civil war.
The Economist's Middle East correspondent Nicholas Pelham in conversation with Jason Palmer. Jason, thanks so much for bringing us this story on Syria's rise in trafficking of the drug Captagon. Sounds troubling.
Marco, thanks very much.
Jason Palmer of The Intelligence, a podcast from our partners at The Economist.